Now, another TV programme is being talked about. Last week, we were inundated with reaction to the BBC True North programme, I Love Lorne. It's back in the news today again because last night, Lorne Borough Council held a special meeting to discuss the show. The Mayor of Lorne, Martin Wilson, is with me. So what have you concluded at this special meeting, Mayor?
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, as you rightly say, the Council met last night to discuss the outfall of the reaction, I suppose, the public reaction to the programme. And what we've decided is that a committee will look at a strategy and how to promote Lorne going forward. And it won't just be the council that will be involved. We aim to involve the business community, the traders, the sporting fraternity, the community itself, because there's a lot of energy has been created around this programme. Some of it negative.
But Martin, you're creating the energy, with all due respect, aren't you? Let it go. It's you and your committee who are bringing attention to the programme. It's been and gone. Move on.
Right. We accept that, Stephen, and that's what we did last night. We accepted the fact that the programme is done, it's gone. The BBC and ourselves don't agree about the content of the programme and whether or not it was reflective and a balanced view of about life in Lorne. So we have drawn a line under that. But what we're now doing is seeking to use the outfall of that programme and the reaction that it generated to actually create a positive outcome for Lorne, because really there are so many groups out there who are working tirelessly all the time to make Lorne a better place in which to live. And I think those groups deserve to get their opportunity to promote Lorne in the way they see. We're not interested anymore in the programme as such. What we're interested in is how we promote Lorne going forward. And that's what we'll do. We'll devise a strategy. We'll involve all the people I've mentioned, the business community, et cetera. And we will put Lorne first, and we will make sure that people can see a true reflective vision of Lorne and what Lorne means. Lorne is a thriving town. We have many, many industries that are not even mentioned that are there and the cutting edge of the business community. And we'll promote that and we'll let people see that Lorne is a great place to work in, to live in and to visit. And we've had offers from outside of Lorne, people who have made suggestions to us about what they see Lorne as.
Like what, though?
Well, for instance, there's a gentleman has contacted us about the Gobbins and about the opportunity that creates for us, about perhaps having the McGee clan come at the opening of the Gobbins, and that's something we'll explore.
The Gobbins was in that programme last week. It's probably for some people the first time they'd heard of it.
Yeah, and of course, fortuitously, the next day, we were lowering the bridges down in to the Gobbins. And, I mean, it in itself generated a lot of positive publicity for Lorne. And, you know, so, in everything, in all of these things, there are opportunities. And Lorne Borough Council will be at the forefront of leading this opportunity now, where we can get back on put Lorne back on the map for all the right reasons and actually show a balanced and reflective view of Lorne in 2014.
I do wonder if you're overhyping the impact that programme has had. You know,
well, I don't accept that either, because, I mean, I thought the BBC statement on the back of last night's meeting was very magnanimous and acknowledged that there were hundreds of complaints to the BBC from the people in Lorne. Now, the council didn't go out and ask people to complain to the BBC. People did that on their own. And I think what that generated then was the actual view of the people of Lorne, how best they could articulate their frustration at the programme what was done by complaining to the BBC. And I applaud the BBC for their statement this morning. I think that...
Their statement says, I'll read some of the statement, I won't read all of it, but the statement says the programme intended to look at different aspects of life in Lorne through the eyes of people from or connected with the town. Said it focused on the views and experiences of individuals, was set within the context of recent difficulties and people's hopes for the future. We've been concerned, says the BBC, about the negative reaction to this programme from viewers and community representatives in Lorne. We want to understand people's concerns and to reassure them that our intention was to provide an affectionate glimpse of life within the borough. Do you accept that?
Well, we accept that the BBC had an intention, but what I'm saying is that we feel, and again, it comes down to perception, but our perception is that they failed in what they set out to do. And, you know, but as I say, we're drawing a line under the programme. The programme has come, it's gone, and we're now dealing with how we promote Larne ourselves, and we use all those in the Larne community that have shown a willingness to help us in that endeavour. And that's how we'll move
forward. So what are you going to do differently the next time the BBC comes knocking?
Well, obviously, we look at our PR protocol. Perhaps we were a bit naive in allowing such freedom of access to councillors and council officers and all the rest. So, you know, that's something that we'll look at, and we'll decide how a protocol can be developed.
You don't want to start restricting access, do you?
No, sorry. You misunderstand what I'm saying. We're not going to restrict access, but what we will do is we'll be careful about how that access is used, because I think that in this particular case, we took on trust, the producer of this programme, that he was going to do something which was reflective and balanced, and that didn't happen. So
I'm interested in where this is left. Do you still feel you can trust the BBC?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not a question of trust, Stephen. It's a question of knowing exactly what is being developed when a programme or a programme maker comes in, and understanding then the confines in which that can work.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with our trust for the BBC. We have a very good relationship with the BBC, and always have.
Good.
Have done.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And the BBC is, to be fair, saying that they are concerned about the negative reaction. They're saying no programme or series can ever tell the full story of a community. Other stories, voices, views are always available, waiting to be heard. Our challenge, says the BBC, an opportunity, is to bring these different aspects of Larne's diversity to the BBC's airwaves. So there's an opportunity in the future, isn't there?
Absolutely. I will endeavour to meet with the BBC.
Maybe I'll come down to Larne. I've never been in Larne. I don't think I've ever been. I wonder if I can't remember.
You'll be very welcome, Stephen. And if you want to come down, I'll certainly show you around and take you around some of the bits in the programme that weren't reflected. So,
are there any good chippies?
There's some wonderful chip shops, yes, and I'm sure you'll enjoy them.
Yes, I might take you up on that. Martin, thank you very much. Good morning.